The Department of Transportation continues to make adjustments for CT transit service and policies. No more cash fares, rear loading, and on some buses, plastic protective barriers. But some bus operators feel as though they're still at risk for carrying or contracting the coronavirus. Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Lindsay has more.
Maria Maldonado is upset. She's a CT transit bus driver who still has to go to work even as coronavirus spreads throughout the state.
Why can't they give us that opportunity for us to stay home at least for 2 weeks so like that every person out there, the public, could stay home?
On Thursday, she got a slip in her mailbox at work that said bus operators are no longer required to enforce the fare collection policy. In an email, DOT representatives said that fare collection is not their focus and that cash is no longer accepted on buses or trains. And while that may be good for riders, Maldonado says it increases the risk for drivers.
The company is treating us not as human beings. They're treating us as a number.
In an email, the DOT's communications director, Kevin Nersick, said the department is in, quote, constant contact with its service providers. But he also said that bus operators are not notified when an employee is ordered to self-isolate or test positive for COVID-19. Ralph Buccetti is the business agent for Local 281, New Haven's amalgamated transit union chapter. He says he feels like CT Transit and the DOT are keeping them in the dark.
I think the lack of sharing this information with employees is just causing a lot of anxiety and panic.
And Buccetti says CT Transit employees who clean the buses are at risk too.
They're dealing with, you know, buses that are coming off the road, possible exposure to this unreported coronavirus. You know, people that may be sick who aren't saying anything that are traveling on public transportation.
The state says that while additional sick time has not been granted, it's something the agency could address in the future. Ryan Lindsay, Connecticut Public Radio.